Phoenix Audio presents
The Potter's Field by Ellis Peters. St. Peter's Fair of that year, 1143, was 1 week past, and they were settling down again into the ordinary routine of August, when Brother Matthew the cellarer first brought into chapter the matter he had been discussing with the prior of the Augustinian Priory of St. John the Evangelist at Howmond, about 4 miles to the northeast of Shrewsbury. "The proposal for this exchange came from Howmond," he said, "but it makes good sense for both houses. I have here plans of the 2 fields in question, both large and of comparable quality. The one which this house owns lies some 1.5 miles beyond Houghton, and is bounded on all sides by land gifted to Howmond Priory. The field which Howmond wishes to exchange for it is on the hither side of the manor of Longna, barely 2 miles from us. Clearly it is good sense to consider this exchange. I have viewed the ground, and the bargain is a fair one. It is the field of which Brother Ruald was tenant until some 50 months ago, known as the Potter's Field." All heads turned for one discreet moment upon Brother Ruald, a slight, grave man of an ageless, classical comeliness. He went about the devout hours of the day like one half withdrawn into a private rapture, for his final vows were now only 2 months old, and his desire for the life of the cloister, recognized only after 15 years of married life, had burned into an acute agony before he gained admittance and entered into peace. A peace he never seemed to leave now, even for a moment. "It is good pasture," he said simply.